Hi, and I'm Heidi Finch, and I am the European Isocyanates editor. And welcome to the first ICIS polyurethane podcast from London, discussing the European isocyanate and polyol markets. Joining me in this market discussion is Stefan Naidu, who is the European polyols editor. Welcome, Stefan. So let's kick off with the polyols market. What do you see as the key factors in the market over the past few months?
Well, hello, Heidi. The key factors in the polyols market are both feedstock and demand levels. Now, producers have talked about the need for margin recovery as the feedstock propylene went up by 50 euros per ton in both December and January combined, but have since been stable. Demand in the bedding and furniture sector has been mixed this quarter, and there were also some supply issues after Dow's plant in Terneuzen was running reduced after a mechanical fault. Now, all this together will have an effect on prices, and in the rigid polyols market, the demand in the construction sector has been better than expected, so that's also going to have an impact. Now, in terms of the isocyanates market, how would you describe demand and supply fundamentals so far in 2014?
Well, for both the TDI and MDI, the supply has been generally healthy, and this has been predominantly due to good plant reliability. And this is in stark contrast to 2013, when there are a number of production issues for both products. In terms of demand, MDI demand has generally fared better than TDI during the first quarter of 2014. MDI demand in the main downstream construction sector, which is traditionally in low season during the early part of the year, has actually performed better than expected. And this is because of a lack of winter weather in most parts of Europe. Pure MDI in the footwear sector, which is normally in high season during the early part of the year, has certainly performed well, particularly in Northwest Europe. In the Mediterranean, however, there is quite a mixed picture, ranging from healthy to lower than expected. And the latter is attributed to political and economic uncertainty in parts of southern Europe. For TDI demand, particularly in the main downstream bedding and furniture sector, demand has been somewhat muted during the early part of 2014, and this is largely due to ongoing economic constraints in northwest and southern Europe, according to a number of buyers, although sellers contest this, stating that demand remains regular and at a good level. The only exception to this mixed picture is in Eastern Europe, where there is some consensus that demand has generally been robust in contrast to other parts of Europe, and this is because of the emerging growth potential in this part of Europe. TDI demand into auto, however, has generally been positive during Q1, and this is in contrast to last year, which was quite depressed. Right, Stefan, turning to price, what has been the price developments over the last quarter for polyols?
Well, for both rigid and flexible polyols, prices have been largely stable this quarter, but there was definitely a firmer sentiment in both markets. But in terms of the absolute price levels quoted to us, the levels were largely stable. And as I said before, there's been a mixed demand sentiment in the bedding and furniture sector, and there's been higher than expected construction demand. Although in terms of the absolute price levels, it has been stable for both flex and rigid polyols this quarter. I gather there's been quite a mixed picture in terms of developments in the isocyanates market as well. Can you explain why this is?
Yes, the TDI market has been under downward price pressure over the last few months, and this has been linked to availability being good and downstream demand not being strong. And these two factors have resulted in intensified competition between sellers. In the MDI market, however, prices have been steady to firmer, and this has been supported by sellers' need for margin recovery following previous upstream benzene hikes, which have not been passed on, and demand downstream being robust, particularly in Northwest Europe. Crude MDI prices were assessed up by 20 to 30 euros in March, and this has been the first time that prices have moved across the board since July 2013. And this is according to our ICIS price history. Pure MDI price settlements in March were mixed, and this is between rollovers and average increase of 30 euros. This is the first time that price have moved across the board since May 2013, also according to our price history. Well, this comes to the end of the roundup on the European polyurethane market for the first quarter. Thanks, Stefan, for your input, and thanks for listening to us on the ICIS Polyurethane Podcast from London. Please catch up again with us for the latest on the petrochemical markets. Join us at ICIS.com. Thanks.